Voters in Pierce and Thurston counties are about to cast their first general election ballots in Washington's 10th congressional district. Democrat Denny Heck and Republican Dick Murray are vying to be first to represent the new district. Their backgrounds reflect a district that's split between the military and state government and between Pierce and Thurston counties. KUOW's Amy Radel has this profile.
Government is the anchor of the new 10th congressional district. The two biggest employers are the U.S. military and Washington State. Combining these voter groups could make for an interesting challenge. The district's biggest city is actually Lakewood, near Joint Base Lewis-McChord, with a population larger than Olympia's. It's a district that Republicans complain was made to order for Democratic legislator and businessman Denny Heck. But Republican consultant Alex Hayes also says that the district is more competitive than Democrats would like.
The balance of the population is in Pierce County. It has a very high population of military and veteran voters and is probably closer to being a centrist district than the Democrats hoped they were drawing for Denny Heck.
Campaign contributions do not indicate a swing district, however. Heck has raised $1.8 million, the most of any congressional candidate in the state, except 1st District Democrat Susan Delbene. It's several times the amount his opponent Dick Murray has brought in.
My name is Denny Heck, and I am the Democratic nominee for Washington State's brand new 10th congressional district.
Heck may have the lion's share of contributions, but he says he's not taking anything for granted. He previously served as a legislator and chief of staff to Governor Booth Gardner. He also founded the state's public affairs network, TVW, and was an early investor in the company Real Networks. Heck says there's no silver bullet to help the nation's economy, but his focus, if elected, would be to invest in infrastructure and education.
Congress has a role in this. That role is not doubling student loan rates. That role is not slashing Pell Grants, both of which were at risk of happening just this last summer.
Heck says the housing sector has always been key to economic recovery, and Congress needs to give it renewed attention. To that end, he'd press government-sponsored institutions like Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae to stop home foreclosures.
I think that we should be more aggressive about refinancing existing mortgages through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And the reason why is it will put more disposable income in people's pockets.
Heck points to an abandoned house in his own neighborhood as the kind of thing that holds the economy back.
My wife went down there and weeded the lawn just to try and have it have some semblance of being occupied.
Heck's name lends itself to earnest posters that say, "Give Congress Heck." But he also has an artistic side. He's the author of a mystery novel. He did a documentary about the state Supreme Court that won a regional Emmy Award. And he wrote a one-man play on Washington state history that he performed to raise money for charity. But Heck declines to provide the script and says he won't be reviving the elderly character he played on stage anytime soon.
Lots of makeup every night. I'm never doing that again, let me tell you. That was theater grease. No, thank you.
The background of Heck's opponent, Republican Dick Murray, perhaps exemplifies the northern military half of the new congressional district, just as Heck's reflects the Olympia region. Murray lives in Steilacoom. He retired as a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force after 14 years at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. He spent 7 years on his local school board and has served 9 years on the Pierce County Council. Murray is a fiscal conservative who says his goal, if elected, would be to shrink federal government.
I've been listening on the radio and the Big Bird debate, and it really comes down to, you know, at what point does everybody get subsidized? We need to realize that the subsidies that we've, you know, once we get a government program in place, is not supposed to be there forever. We need to let the private sector, the nonprofit sector, somehow manage without being on the federal dole.
Murray says he was nicknamed Council Member No on the Pierce County Council for his reluctance to spend money, even what he calls other people's money. He says a recent federal grant to the county illustrates the problem.
So here we got $1.3 million coming from the federal government to buy an airplane for our sheriff to replace the old airplane. Now, isn't that nice? But, you know, where'd the federal government get the money? Well, they went and borrowed it.
Murray knows his philosophy might be a tough sell in such a government-dependent district, but he says as a veteran, he's willing to advocate for his fellow service members in District 10. Murray says the armed forces should still be a top priority of the federal government, but he says even military spending could be reduced as long as it's not on the backs of current forces. Their differing takes on state ballot initiatives help contrast Heck and Murray even further. Heck has specifically endorsed just one ballot measure, Referendum 74, to allow marriage of same-sex couples.
I think that's a basic civil right that is about to arrive, and I believe that we shouldn't discriminate against people who want to enter into long-term and committed relationships.
In contrast, Murray says he and everyone he knows in his local Catholic church will be voting against same-sex marriage.
The pastor has been very clear about how this is not something this country needs or the state needs. And traditional marriage has been there a long time and since the start of history, and I think we should protect it.
But on Initiative 502 to legalize marijuana possession in Washington, Murray has gone farther than Heck, saying the state should give the policy a try. He says his college fraternity at UMass Amherst was split between beer drinkers and potheads, and in his opinion, alcohol probably caused more damage.
I think it was the beer drinkers who caused more destruction and misbehavior, but they're the ones who did better in school.
Murray says the law could always be changed again if the initiative is a failure. Heck says he's more sympathetic to the idea of changing federal law to enable more use of medical marijuana with a prescription. It's clear that voters in the new 10th Congressional District have landed two candidates with different positions on nearly every issue. But unlike Heck, Murray faces the challenge of communicating his views on a financial shoestring. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.